Oh, good evening. Tyson's Bench Clear Media. Happy to do a first show after an NFL football game. Finally, 2021 season is here. The Bucks and Cowboys did not disappoint. What an incredible game. As a Cowboys fan, I was happy. I was happy with the performance and just seeing Dak healthy, back doing what he's doing. It was great to see. It was just a fun game all around. A couple bad missed kicks that really cost Cowboys along the game. Probably left 4 free points on the board. But, hey, overall, it's a pretty encouraging game for both teams. I think both teams look strong. But just in review of the game tonight, Dak came out with 403 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Looked good. Patient in the pocket. Cooper was his main guy. Cooper had over, I think he had like 12 catches, like 130 and 2 scores. So big fantasy nights for both of those. I put in my notes, CeeDee Lamb's looking to ascend. I just think that he still just showed some extremely explosive plays. He had a great game as well, over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown. I just think he's a guy that his rookie cards are already pretty solid, but I just think he's going to get up there in terms of his ceiling as a receiver with that team, and what they can do is pretty high. I'll just stay with the Cowboys and real quick and reporting the game is that, Zeke was slow, but don't panic. Tampa Bay, the number one run defense last year, Zach Martin's out. Their best run blocker on the line. And I thought Dallas's O-line actually held up pretty well pass pro-wise. So, I'm not shocked that it was tough going for Zeke, and they were just getting a lot going offensively through the air, so they just stayed with it. He only had 11 or 12 carries, so he wasn't heavily involved. And I think a lot of people were going to kind of saw that coming in terms of him not being very efficient with the running game. So look for him to get back on track next week. If you're worried about Zach, if you're worried about Zeke, think it's going to be another tough year for him. I think just give it a couple more weeks. This was a tough matchup for sure. Brady looked great. He's not aging. He's still up 380 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. The play that was big was the last catch by Godwin on the sideline to get them in field goal range. And all Dallas had to do was just keep them in the field to play. And they gave up a shoulder questionable push off. I think it was clean. I think it was fine. But a shoulder catch to the sideline. Got out for the field goal to win it. Funny story, my hometown Survivor League, my old math teacher actually runs it, and I took the Buccaneers, and I said I'll pay $10 for a Dallas win. So I'm still alive in Survivor Pool, but overall, great game, great kickoff game. Really excited for the season. But without further ado, let's get into Donruss. So Donruss is out. Just been watching quite a few breaks, just been checking it out. I'd love to know your guys' thoughts in the comments of what you think of Donner so far. It's kind of as expected, has a lot of things that we expect, but I'm going to go through it in a little more detail for you. First off with Donner, I just think that the price on Patini was $425 for a hobby box, and a couple of sold eBay comps are $450 for a sold comp on the hobby box. And I think that's insane. Last year's boxes were $270. It is a stronger class. It's just getting difficult to open anything. There's no way we can get into that. And even the breaks are expensive. So the idea that, well, they're just making it so breakers can break it, even the breaks are expensive. I'm seeing the Jags were $500 for a half case of hobby. That's 9 boxes. And the breaks that I've watched, this is just a rough estimate, I'm seeing around 3 cards per 9 boxes. So about every three boxes, I'm seeing a Trevor Lawrence base rookie. And those are going for around, I'll come get to that in a little bit, about $45. So you better get a hit, because there's really no way that you can sustain the $500. And of course, you get in the breaks like to make money or to actually get hits. You kind of know you're not, it's a gamble. Of course it is. But I'm just saying this gamble is very minimal. This is a very difficult product to break right now even. And so that's what's really concerning to me. And even falling back on retail was kind of what I was suggesting, last week or so. I'm concerned of what that's going to be flipped for. Because if the hobby box is going that much, people are probably going to pay a little bit over for the retail just to get in at an affordable price, which won't have returns either. So I'm just really nervous about Donner. So I'm kind of upset about it, to be honest, just because I was looking forward to it. And just seeing what the hobby boxes came out as, the checklist was super late. I'm just disappointed. I just think that people are going to get busted up on breaks. They're already slowing down. A couple of the big breakers that I follow, their hobby boxes, they're already offering discounts trying to get it filled. So it's not looking good. It's not looking good to me in terms of the hobby. The players are looking good, but the price point is not it's not where we have needed to be to enjoy it as a hobby. It's just plain and simple. So speaking of that, I said Jags are around $500. So I got my rant there. So that's about $55 a box for the Jags. Bears are in San Fran around $400. And then the Pats and the Jets are just kind of in the 300s. When I saw some pick your team prices, that was for half cases. So that, you know, easy doing your math there. If you're going for a full case of the Jaguars, you're paying $1,000. That's insane. and like I said, about an average of three base rookies per box. Haven't seen a ton of rookie autos yet. I haven't seen very many of the optic previews come out yet. They are on the checklist. But yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what retail does. If retail is a way that we can get some, getting the product at an affordable price, but I'm scared to guess, to be honest with you. So in terms of the product, in terms of the checklist, 250 card base set of veterans and 100 rated rookie set. So what's really interesting about the rated rookie set is that every rookie in 2021 is a rated rookie. And if you don't think that matters, it actually does quite a bit, because last year there was 50 regular rookies. And a lot of the regular rookies were kind of like the DBs or the sixth round quarterbacks. They were just given regular rookie cards. And then there was 50 rated rookies separate that were your higher draft picks and your, you know, rated rookies. Well, all of them are rated rookies now. So that kind of waters down the rated rookies. So when they say you're getting a rated rookie, two rated rookies per pack, well, of course you are, because there's 100 of them now instead of 50. So I don't like that. It doesn't really affect things too much other than the fact that they're selling the rated rookie rate, but the rated rookies is double from last year. So it's really not a tipping point for being more valuable. There's seven. So I broke down the main five guys, just the five quarterbacks for us, each of them. So I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and Mac Jones. All of them have seven different types of rookie autographs in the product. All of them have a base rookie and then it's called like a portrait rookie. I don't even know if I'd consider an SP. It's just a different variation picture of them. And some of them are still in their college jersey for it. And then kind of the big cards you're looking for that are non-auto is your Trevor Lawrence downtown, or your Zach Wilson Marvel, and then the Optic Preview Holo. So the downtowns, the Marvel, and the Optic Preview Holos are going to be kind of, to me, the most desired, besides your numbered parallels from the base sets. So in terms of inserts, those are the ones that are going to be heavily desired in terms of people chasing, for sure. I already have a couple sales that I've kind of seen. And I'll kind of go over the second, but one thing I did want to mention, and this is going to kind of blow your mind, going through the checklist, if you go to the autograph section of Donruss, there is 577 different cards of autographs. So all the different inserts, all the different sets, there's 577 different player autographs. So yeah, there might be a Justin Fields in two different sets, so that counts as two, but there's 577 different types of autographs. That is a lot. And there is a lot of weird ones. Like there's a Sam Darnold Jets autograph. There's a lot of weird autographs in there of veterans as well. So it kind of gives me a little bit of the Topps Chrome feel for baseball, where this is like the four times the autos we're used to. It kind of seems like they pumped a couple of extra bad autos in here as well. So even the hits you're getting, you're not really going to enjoy. There has been some cool ones. I saw the Hines Ward Super Bowl auto. I think that was numbered to 99. It was acetate. Really cool card for any Steeler fan. I saw a Steve Young autograph. I've seen a Dan Marino so far in some breaks. So definitely some cool veteran cards that you can enjoy. But just in general, the quantity of the types makes the rookie autographs even harder, because there's 577 total throughout the product. So keep that in mind. So just some notable sales. Obviously, these are all going to be inflated just because everybody's hot on Donruss right now. But Najee Harris, base rookie for $12. Elite Series rookie insert for Fields went for $45 for some reason. And I say for some reason because Lawrence went for $35. That's just kind of the insert rookie that has never really held value usually. So it's kind of interesting to see those two go for that high. Fields rookie portrait that I mentioned earlier was $37. A Fields red press proof. So those cards would be tough to grade, those color borders. But that card went for $150. Devontae Smith, rookie for $6 on his base. His portrait was $13. Mac Jones base went for 76. It must have just been the first one to hit and just got out overbid. That was on bids. Because Lawrence's base rookie is going around for 43. Zalaska, 43 and 45 are the two sales that have I've seen so far for Lawrence base rookie. That's just concerning. Their base rookies are obviously still pretty low, but that's kind of where they should be. I thought Lawrence's had come out around 50. But again, for breaks and those break prices of Jags, those base cards aren't going to keep you afloat, not even close. So a little bit concerned on that. But overall, just Donruss is still a fun product, great flagship rookie product. I do like the design this year. The design is neat. I'm looking forward to seeing some of those downtowns and marvels of the rookies. They're going to be massive cards when they hit those. Yeah, I wish you the best of luck of getting those. I haven't really figured out how I'm going to pick my spot to get in, to be honest, because to tell you the truth, I'm not going to be paying $400 chasing Fields or $500 for Lawrence to get a couple base cards. That's just not my style. So honestly, I might just be picking around, hoping for some retail breaks or just getting some, get on with my buddy Chris and just hope for the best random I can get and just see what happens. But all in all, the price points are too high, but the cards still look pretty good. So like I said, I wish you luck if you do have your own personal rips. Feel free to share in the comments of any awesome hits you've had. But with that, I'm going to kind of move into real quick the vintage card spotlight. So with that, I'm going to share my screen with you. And we do have the vintage card spotlight today is of Sweetness. So as most of you would know, that is Walter Payton. I had a good friend of mine, Chris Martin. He shared with me, this is one of his, he said, top five cards in his PC, and his PC is pretty awesome. So that means it's pretty big time. So I'm sharing my screen for those of you guys watching the YouTube channel. If you are listening to the podcast, I appreciate it. While I'm mentioning it, make sure to rate and review the show. Give me some good feedback. I'd love to hear it. And follow me at numbers_behind. But it is a 1976 Topps rookie Walter Payton card, PSA 7. The most recent comp for PSA 7 of this card is around 735. Some other comps of it, it goes raw in the 225 to 250 range. You get a BGS 8 for 900, BGS 8.5 for 1500, and a PSA 8 for 1375. So a little bit about the set. It's a 528 card set. Just skimming through the checklist, a couple notable rookies in here. You got Jack Lambert of the Steelers, Ron Jaworski, rookie. He was a longtime ESPN analyst, if you don't remember Jaws. And then Ed Too Tall Jones, rookie for the Cowboys, are also in the set. The set's pretty cool. Just looking at it, it's got the nice border, has the old-fashioned logos in the bottom left corner, kind of more of a portrait shot of the players, which is also pretty neat, especially when a guy like Walter Payton, that's obviously a pretty big figure within the NFL and still today, even with him gone. I really liked Walter Payton. I can just say in a personal story, I remember the Bears being my favorite Techno Bowl team, and I liked playing with Walter Payton because he was just unstoppable in that game. So I appreciate him from that aspect of my timeline. But overall, the set's pretty, it's a pretty awesome set. Just that vintage look. It definitely has that vintage look with a lot of the older baseball cards, kind of with the, like I said, the portrait and the different older colors that you kind of see involved as well. So yeah, again, still looking for more submissions of some vintage cards you'd love to share. I'd love to, again, give you a spotlight, give you a shout out. So again, appreciate Chris Martin sharing with us. I will put his, give him a shout out on Twitter with his Twitter handle. I don't have that on me at the moment, but again, submit it to me at numbers_behind, and we'll make sure to get you on the show. So with that being said, I just want to finish up today's Thursday episode with kind of my Sunday games I'm really looking forward to. I kind of have a handful here. I kind of went through. It's hard to narrow it down. I'm really looking forward to Pitt versus Buffalo. Buffalo is a 6.5-point favorite, which I thought is pretty high for how strong the Steelers were and how good the Steelers' defense is. But that kind of means that they have big – I mean, the spread kind of proves to me that they think the Bills are going to be really tough. So I do want to see if Buffalo can be a 7-point favorite against a strong Steelers team. Arizona versus Tennessee is a really interesting one to me because I really feel like these two teams are kind of they're going to go up or go down this year. Tennessee's kind of been controlling the South. Can the Colts overtake them this year? Are they going to still stay up there? Can Arizona make their way to being relevant in that very difficult division? So all these out-of-conference games are really big for Arizona. So Arizona going to Tennessee is going to be a big one. Speaking of the Colts, Seattle's against the Colts. I'm really interested to see that game just because are the Colts for real? Can they be a contender in the AFC? That's a good first test. They can take Seattle. And taking out, they have them at home as well. So it'd be really interesting to see there if the Colts can prove their worth there. If not, it's that South is going to be pretty weak overall with Jags and Texans not really being involved this year. It's basically the Titans or Colts I see coming out of there. Cleveland at KC. KC's a 5.5 favorite. Cleveland just because they come off that playoff win over Pittsburgh, and then they played relatively strong against KC. They still got beat, but I mean, are they taking any steps further as a team? Can they compete with the big boys? They get the top team in the league first game, so it's a really big game for the Browns. A really interesting line, and Miami is currently an underdog to New England, which I hadn't noticed, and I'm really surprised by that. Obviously, it's Mac Jones's first game starting. It's in New England, so I see that aspect. New England's defense is pretty tough. But I thought, just feel like Miami has a lot more talent. So I'm really surprised by that. So I'm interested to see how that game goes. Green Bay is 3.5 favoring against New Orleans. I'm very interested in New Orleans to see how Winston is in his first game. Green Bay's defense is relatively tough as well. They have pretty good secondary. So I want to see if Winston can, how he can hang with Green Bay, or if it's going to be the same turnover happy Winston we've seen in Tampa Bay. So I'm really interested to see how that shakes out. But yeah, so again, awesome night of football. I'm really excited for this week. I can't wait to review the show with you guys on Monday and go over the games and everything that we saw. I'm have our man Michael Rathburn on with us. Wealth of knowledge when it comes to all sports. He's really good with soccer and football. But I'm happy to have him back. He was on our show last season. And so we're going to break down the week and just give you some Donruss updates in terms of price. But guys, enjoy the games. Appreciate all the support. Again, follow me @_@_behind, and I'll be happy to chat with you. Have a good night.